This is listening section. There are two parts in this section. Each part you will listen twice. Now we shall begin with part one. You will have 15 seconds to look through the questions. Are you ready to start? Listen carefully and complete the task.
Copyrighted by audio.sach6789.com.
In our environment, we face challenges like global warming and increasing levels of carbon dioxide. These issues contribute to a larger problem, our carbon footprint. But don't worry, there are simple ways for us to make a positive change. Let's start by understanding the impact of our everyday choices. When we use items only once and throw them away, it creates a lot of waste. This is called single-use waste. Instead, we can focus on using products that can be used multiple times to reduce the amount of waste we produce. Next, we need to avoid dumping our trash irresponsibly. It's crucial to put it in proper bins to keep our surroundings clean. When we litter, it harms the environment and puts endangered species at risk. So, what can you do? Begin by being mindful of the products you use. Choose items that are eco-friendly and have a smaller impact on the environment. By making small changes, we can all contribute to a healthier planet.
Now, listen to the recording again.
In our environment, we face challenges like global warming and increasing levels of carbon dioxide. These issues contribute to a larger problem, our carbon footprint. But don't worry, there are simple ways for us to make a positive change. Let's start by understanding the impact of our everyday choices. When we use items only once and throw them away, it creates a lot of waste. This is called single-use waste. Instead, we can focus on using products that can be used multiple times to reduce the amount of waste we produce. Next, we need to avoid dumping our trash irresponsibly. It's crucial to put it in proper bins to keep our surroundings clean. When we litter, it harms the environment and puts endangered species at risk. So, what can you do? Begin by being mindful of the products you use. Choose items that are eco-friendly and have a smaller impact on the environment. By making small changes, we can all contribute to a healthier planet.
This is the end of part one. Let's move on to part two. Now let's look through the questions of part two. You will have 15 seconds. Are you ready to listen? Listen carefully and complete the task.
There are two main types of shopping, in stores and at open-air markets. Each has its own pros and cons, depending on what you're looking for. Some people prefer the convenience of stores. They're open late, have air conditioning, and offer a wide variety of goods. You can find everything you need in one place, from clothes and food to electronics and furniture. Plus, prices are often clearly displayed, making it easy to compare and choose. However, some people find stores to be impersonal and overwhelming. The large selection can be confusing, and the artificial environment can feel sterile. Additionally, store prices might not be as negotiable as at open-air markets. Open-air markets, on the other hand, offer a unique and vibrant atmosphere. You can find fresh, homegrown produce, handmade crafts, and local specialties. Many sellers are passionate about their products and happy to chat, creating a more personal shopping experience. Plus, haggling over prices can be fun and rewarding. However, open-air markets can be inconvenient. They typically have limited hours and are often only open on weekends. The weather can be a factor and the selection may not be as vast as in stores. Additionally, quality and prices can vary more, requiring careful shopping.
Now, listen to the recording again.
There are two main types of shopping, in stores and at open-air markets. Each has its own pros and cons, depending on what you're looking for. Some people prefer the convenience of stores. They're open late, have air conditioning, and offer a wide variety of goods. You can find everything you need in one place, from clothes and food to electronics and furniture. Plus, prices are often clearly displayed, making it easy to compare and choose. However, some people find stores to be impersonal and overwhelming. The large selection can be confusing, and the artificial environment can feel sterile. Additionally, store prices might not be as negotiable as at open-air markets. Open-air markets, on the other hand, offer a unique and vibrant atmosphere. You can find fresh, homegrown produce, handmade crafts, and local specialties. Many sellers are passionate about their products and happy to chat, creating a more personal shopping experience. Plus, haggling over prices can be fun and rewarding. However, open-air markets can be inconvenient. They typically have limited hours and are often only open on weekends. The weather can be a factor and the selection may not be as vast as in stores. Additionally, quality and prices can vary more, requiring careful shopping.
This is the end of listening section. Now you will have time to check your answers.